Universal Credit Chaos campaigning for an end to universal credit and a different social security system is the correct approach. Many of the problems that arise from universal credit are also part and parcel of the benefits it replaced, most notably being required to attend interviews, prove extensive work such as the sanctions regime and work capability assessments. On the 13th of December 2018, the last job center rolled out its universal credit full service. Now the only benefit people can claim as a new claim, or after a change of circumstances, is universal credit. Over 1 million people now get universal credit, and this could rise to 7 million. It has been tweaked a number of times, including by the coalition government and the Tories. Initially, these changes lowered rates of benefit and increased time delays for payments. Administrative costs were originally set at £2 billion, but delays and other problems mean they have now spiraled to £16.8 billion. As awareness about the benefit grew, and more people claimed, pressure mounted to ameliorate the issues with delays. This has continued. There are over 7 million people on the old benefits. They are due to be moved to universal credit between July 2019 and 2023. As usual with benefit changes, some people think that the easy answer is for Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, workers to refuse to do their jobs. I worked as a benefit processor in social security offices, and then as a work coach in a job center for 38 years. For most of that time I was a CPSA/PCS trade union rep. Whenever there were benefit changes I tried to work with claimants groups. Some of these also thought the answer was for DWP workers, not to process the benefits. When I said this meant we would be sacked, and claiming benefits ourselves, I was told that that was preferable. In my view this is not the solution for a number of reasons. Most DWP workers want to help people, and make sure they get the best experience they can of the minefield of the benefit system. Most do not issue sanctions. We also advise people about how to appeal decisions. Work capability assessments are carried out by Maximus, a private company under strict instructions from the Tories. DWP staff have no control over this process. People who say it is up to DWP workers not to do their jobs also say they will support them in this. The problem is that, if we were not doing the job, none of the over 1 million people in receipt of universal credit would get any money. It is estimated that one-third of DWP workers are also in receipt of universal credit, or working tax credits. Their jobs are relatively low paid, with most workers getting an annual salary of between £20,000 and £25,000. If someone refuses to do their job they could be sacked. If the union ballots for strike action, legally there has to be a more than 50% turnout and a majority for action. We need a campaign that gets DWP workers on board and does not vilify them because of the actions of a minority of workers. DWP workers are subjected to relentless propaganda from the department. This is ramped up every time there is criticism about universal credit. To have a social security system that is fit for society, we need to get rid of the Tories and have a general election and a Corbyn-led government as a start. The working class, working and not working, has to be united to fight for a socialist world. Claire Wilkins, Nottingham.